USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump take part in a state banquet with the UK royal family. The president delivers some remarks.
This evening, we thank God for the brave sons of the United Kingdom and the United States who defeated the Nazis and the Nazi regime and liberated millions from tyranny. The bond between our nations was forever sealed in that great crusade.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra saying the state plans on suing the pharmaceutical company behind the painkiller OxyContin, Purdue Pharma.
The truth is the start of this crisis can be traced back to Purdue Pharmaceutical, or Purdue Pharma, and the Sackler family and their pursuit of profits.
California joining at least 40 other states in suing Purdue Pharma. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Quest Diagnostics, one of the biggest blood testing companies in the U.S., says millions of its customers may have had their personal information exposed online. A bill collecting vendor that works for Quest says an unauthorized user had access to the system for close to a year. Quest says a user may have credit card and bank information along with social security numbers as well as medical data. It's a tragic end in the search for a Texas toddler. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Remains found in Arkansas have been identified as those of a missing Houston 4-year-old. The Harris County Medical Examiner confirming that Malia Davis's remains were in the trash bag found by a roadway in Fulton. They were discovered on Friday after an activist said he'd been able to get her stepfather, Darian Vence, to confess to killing her. Vence claimed last month that Davis was kidnapped. Vence is currently being held on tampering with evidence charges, but Houston police say he'll now be charged with murder.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President and 2020 hopeful Joe Biden is out on the campaign trail, and one of the things Biden continues to talk about is the economy. The former Vice President has been taking full credit for the positive economic numbers, saying that it was himself and former President Barack Obama who are the ones who put in the policies that got the economy turned around. Andy Puzder is a former chief executive of CKE Restaurants, and he tells Fox News why Biden is getting it wrong.
Look, when Obama-Biden took office, the White House predicted that they'd have 4% GDP growth in 2009, 2010, 2012. It never happened. They never had a year of even 3%. So really what Biden's saying is we had these great economic policies during Obama-Biden, but they really didn't produce growth until we elected Donald Trump.
And regarding the dollar, Puzner reminds us.
You know, the dollar has gotten a lot stronger because the Fed has reduced the money supply by reversing the quantitative easing, and they've increased interest rates, which strengthens the dollar. When you do that, you reduce exports because foreign countries can't buy our goods because the dollar is worth so much. It's harder for them to purchase with their currencies. That significantly advanced GDP growth when Obama was president. He still never hit 3%. And it's restricted GDP growth under President Trump. The last three quarters, if the Fed had just stopped raising interest rates last September, GDP growth would be about 0.3% higher. So you would have had 3.2% last year and 3.5% in first quarter of this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.